inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
In this week's edition of Garden Talk, we prepare for the Primrose Show, and with us online, as usual, Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt, and what a lovely day where I've come home to from things down south. Where it was just starting to get nice down there in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, and before we get to the Primrose Show, let's talk about that. All this rain, it's actually a good thing, though, right?
Well, it is. I mean, and if you saw the Weather Wizard's information, they were saying for a while there we were in near drought conditions, which you don't hear much combined with Southeast Alaska. So, yeah, it knocked down the dust. I think the dust is knocked down well enough now. But it's melting off the snow, and that rain is also helping to thaw the ground, which will make things sprout and grow more quickly. And I uncovered my garlic before I left, and it's looking pretty nice now. So that's something folks should be looking at doing, as well as uncovering if they covered their perennials with spruce boughs and landscaping fabric and other stuff. Again, that too, with our weather, wet though it may be, is a good thing.
And how about bulbs, too? Should we kind of give them a little bit of a hand?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I was out there, just made a real quick walk this morning, and the crocus, the first of the early crocus are starting to bloom, showing color anyway. I'm sure other people around Juneau have some of those, but a lot of us do cover stuff to help improve the odds for survival, and some of those odds we won't know until June and July, especially on trees and shrubs that may have been damaged by the cold, dry conditions that we have. So, yeah, get stuff uncovered, open it up, wash the dirt off. The Mother Nature will do the washing, I guess. And we'll hope for the best here and when we get some warm weather again.
And how many garlic bulbs do you have that you have to uncover, speaking of bulbs?
Well, let's see, I had 7 boxes, so there's some 1,500, give or take a few.
Jeez.
Hopefully, looks like most of them survived and are sprouting.
1,500?
Well, yeah, we like garlic, don't you know? Maybe you've heard me talk about that before. And there will be some for sale this summer, too, and then for future planting in the fall. My garlic from last year is getting pretty thin, so if nothing else, I'll probably pull some green garlic here in another month or so and start using that.
Holy smokes, 1,500. Where do you have the space for that much garlic?
Well, I've got some acreage out here. Come on out and visit and take some pictures, Matt, and we can talk about that.
Jeez, I can't get over that. Okay, but now move on to primroses here. Preparing for the show that's coming up here in a few weeks.
Yes, so we are having the National Primrose Show. We have the National Primrose Collection out at the Jensen Olsen Arboretum, of course. And so this is May 4th, 5th, and 6th, the evening of the 4th, a Friday. There will be tours and gathering and speaker out at the former Saga camp. And anyway, registration is Saturday. We want people to bring, anybody in town can bring some nicely potted primroses of any different kind that they have. And now would be the time, as soon as it thaws, to get them into pots, clean them up, and bring them in on Saturday morning of the 5th. We're doing this down at Centennial Hall for judging and ribbons and such. And there we do have a couple of speakers coming in, plus other activities. So there is the show itself to see the plants is free to the public, but for the speakers and the food and other stuff, there is a fee for that. And people can register for that, pay their fees at the site Eventbrite, eventbrite.com, and look for Primrose Show. And I will get that information to you so you can post it on the K2 website also.
Okay, and how do you dig them out safely?
Oh, just carefully. I mean, just dig up as with any other perennial that we would be digging. We'll probably talk about dividing later. But get out the nice plant, gently remove the old dead leaves from last year, if there's some of those probably still on them. Get them into an appropriately sized pot with some clean potting soil probably, And if folks have a little sheltered spot to put them in, and then the toughest part is the timing, trying to get them in bloom, looking good on the morning of May 5th. Doesn't matter if they're blooming on the 6th. They got to be looking nice for the judges on the 5th.
So it's kind of like winning a lottery here.
Pretty much, you know, do we hurry them up inside a greenhouse, or do we try to slow them down? The digging process and cutting the roots usually slows their blooming, I have found in the past. So I'm going to be playing with that back and forth, trying to get them looking at their peak. But there's even classes for foliage. So if you've got a really nice, healthy-looking plant, even if there's no flowers open on it, they can be judged for their foliage. And again, this is judging on your growing skills, on the gardener's growing skills, truly.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
All right, you're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO.
Fertile ground, an inch by inch, row by row.